You're asking a question about Narottam Das Thakur's bhajan. I forget the name of it. It's Sri Guru Vandanam, I think. Guru Maka Padma Vakir Shite Te Kure Aikya Aruna Kure Yamane Ash. Then how's it go? Sri Guru Charani Rati Aise Utam Kati. What is it? When is it? Janmi Prabhas. Oh, Chaku Dano Dilu Ye Jan Chaku Chaku Prabhas Chaku. Yeah, we say Shu, but in Bengali it's Chaku. Chakro. Yeah. Chakshu dano dilo ye janmi janmi prabhu se. So you different acharyas or devotees have different understandings of this line. Janmi janmi prabhu se. Birth after birth, you are my master, you are my guru, you are my teacher. Some devotees say one thing, some devotees say another thing. This prayer appears in Prem Bhakti Chandrika by Narottam Das Thakur. And the most extensive commentaries on these prayers, or the only ones I've ever read, are those of Srila Anantadas, Pandit Srila Anantadas Babaji Maharaj. Very extensive commentaries. But unfortunately, I can't remember. I'm not photographic memory, but they're there if you have that book, Prem Bhakti Chandrika. It's part of the Mangalacharan. In the beginning, the invocatory prayers to initiate the book, prayers of invocation of blessings to Krishna, Guru, Vaishnavas, like this. So there, this extensive prayer, Sri Guru Vandanam. One sadhu friend of mine, he told me that he discussed with his guru, and he says that this means that the guru you take viksha from is your sadguru, and birth after birth, that same guru will come in the next life and life after life to liberate his disciples that are good disciples. If the disciple rejects the path of bhakti and rejects Krishna, becomes Mayavadi or Buddhist or Gnostic, Vaishnavi, hippie, etc., then the relationship with Guru and Krishna is broken. So the Guru will not come back for that person because there's no need or interest. But for one who is genuine, sincere, and trying to serve Krishna, then the same guru, that same jiva, will come back again in the next life, obviously in a different body that doesn't look the same. Your body will not look the same either, but Krishna will arrange by transcendental arrangement that guru will recognize you and you will recognize guru. And then you will be united again and he will again give you diksha, and it will again train you. The very same guru. One, my teachers told me that. I went and asked my Babaji guru. I said, this verse, what does it mean? And he says, this is Shastra by Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya. And Narottam is a disciple of Lokanath Goswami. And this prayer is Shastra. It is true. We accept it as true that the same guru comes back in next life. And so I asked, I said, is that how you see it? And that's how you understand it from all your studies? He's a famous pundit himself. He said, yes. So I'm repeating what I've heard. Unfortunately, I could go upstairs and get it. I'm a little tired to do that. But that the very extensive commentaries were there. I can't remember the exact conclusions of Pandit Sri Anantadas on that part of the Prem Bhakti Chandrika, but you can consult that for further understanding. So that's how I understand. And as you were saying, I myself, over the years, have given explanations and multiple interpretations of that shloka when asked, but now I am set on a different line of thinking by my wisdom teachers and gurus. So I am of this idea, and it seems more realistic, in tune with what bhakti is all about. Bhakti is all about loving God, the Supreme Person, and loving the Guru and the Vaishnavas. Shri Hari, Shri Hari, Shri Guru Vaishnava Prema, Prem Seva, Hari Guru Vaishnava Seva. Seva means love, love means prema. Prema is the sadhana and prema is the goal. So when there's prema and loving bondage, then it's only natural that the lovers want to be together life after life. So the lover disciple wants to be with the lover guru life after life. And obviously Krishna will not separate those lovers. It makes sense because bhakti is extremely personal and individual. So how could it be different? If it was different, it would be very impersonal. If Krishna would arrange it, some other person will come and you'll get some other guru. How is that personal? How is that? That becomes the whole relationship then becomes impersonal, mechanistic, mechanical. And that is not in tune with the whole presentation of the Tattva Siddhanta of bhakti itself. It's an exchange of love. The disciple surrenders man, tan, dan, guru, samarpan. And the guru accepts and gives his love and guidance and teachings, and life after life. And not only that, they serve together in the citadel in the spiritual world. It's not like, you're here this time, that next life somebody else. Yeah, I'm with this wife, another wife. I'm with this girlfriend. This sounds like a prostitute. Prostitute was one man, another man, another man. Guru is forever. So many bhajans are there in Bengali. And gurus, my eternal guide, my eternal... Everywhere this idea is there. It's not some flat idea, because part of the traditional Gaudiya Diksha is that the guru reveals the spiritual body, the eternal spiritual body of the disciples revealed by the guru, and the guru's eternal spiritual body is revealed. And they said, you will serve like this, and I will serve like this. So there's a whole new dimension that it's not just a time frame of 20 years and with my guru. It's a time frame of eternal time, timeless frame, a timeless frame of relationship. That you're my Guru Dev and my Guru Devi. You're my guru and my guru Sakhi. You're my guru now and forever. You're my guru here and there and everywhere. Birth after birth, I may be born here in India or maybe in America. I was born in India and had my guru. Then I went to America and took birth. My guru came to America and saved me. And next life, like this. The guru is from India and the guru comes to America to save me. It's the divine arrangement, totally personal. So then, and then sometime I'll go to heavenly planets or go here or Chandraloka or wherever. And finally I go to Boma Vrindavan and Guru will be there. Oh, you see. The Guru will be there. This is the bhakti understanding of this shloka. Anything else is basically impenetrated with Mayavad. This is my understanding. I don't see, because Narottam is a relatively, he's a couple hundred years old, so our primal, our pramanic acharyas for the Gaudiya Sampradaya are the six Goswamis, and they haven't commented on this prayer because it was written 150 years after they were gone. So we can see what their view of it is.